Okay, so this caught my attention because I know you're having a baby, and then you
baby boy in August.
You got to have that. Yeah, got to get that name. You're not there yet, but you said you're closing in on it, huh?
Closing in, yeah.
Okay, so this
and we went through before we knew like if the sex of it, the child. We had this book that had like thousands of names, and we thought, okay, well, it's just you know, as you're just sitting there thumbing through it mindlessly, you know. It's amazing how many cool names there are and stuff and the meanings behind them. But, you know, it's probably going to be a little more family-oriented.
Okay. Well, it's 2019, and you're still going to a book when you can go to nameberry.com, which has all the names.
All right.
And so they have the five most popular names so far this year for babies, and some of these names are these are really unconventional names now. Okay, here we go for girls. I know you're not having a girl, but...
We can, you know...
Did you ever consider any of these when you didn't know? Here's number one. Isla? I-S-L-A? Isla?
Okay, yeah.
Isla?
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 Isla La Bonita.
Isla?
Like a
Is that island?
Song? Yeah, I think so.
Island? Olivia's number two. Now, that one's around for a while. That's been... Number three on the list is Posey. P-O-S-I-E.
Wow.
What? I never heard of that name before.
Yeah. I mean, last name.
Number four.
I've heard it as a last name.
Number four is Aurora.
Yeah.
Number five is Cora. Number six is Ada.
They all have A's on the end of them. Isla, Cora.
It's vowels at the end.
Vowels. They're all vowels.
Number seven on the list is, I don't even know how to say it. It's M-A-E-V-E.
It's like the title of that Tool album you can't pronounce.
M-A-E-V-E.
Maeve?
I have no idea where that comes from. That's got to be from a TV show, a video game character, something or other.
Some of that Sonic the Hedgehog's sister. You know,
I mean, probably is.
I don't know.
It's probably where it comes. It's something like that. M-A-E-V-E.
Maeve?
I don't even know how you pronounce it.
That might be a throwback old school name or something.
It's not Mabel. It's Maeve.
My mom's M-A-E-V-E. Name was Evelyn, and she would always say, you know, if you ever run into another Evelyn in your life, you can guarantee that person's 80 years old or something. But that name's starting to come back a little bit.
There are some old names, some old school names that are on the list here. Rose is number 13. That's old school. Eleanor is on the list. That's number 16. There's old school.
Taryn's mom's name is Rosalie, and we definitely considered that.
Evelyn is on the list at number 22. Eloise is 23. All right, so there's some of those old
people ones. Have always, you know, with the last name Cash, you're going to name your kid Johnny or something like that. And we actually thought, just for a split second, if it was a girl named Johnny Cash would be fine. But no.
All right, here's your boy names, the top boy names so far. Milo is number one.
Okay. My dad's friend has a grandson named Milo.
That's an old name. That's like, that's
Otis
a name.
And Milo.
That's like an 1800s name.
Yeah.
Number two is Jasper.
That's an old school name.
That is really old. You got kids named Jasper?
Jasper.
These are just, you know what it is? It's people just trying to find names that no one else has those names anymore. And then once they get in there, then everybody starts naming them, and there's a million Jaspers.
Yeah.
Number three on the list is Asher.
Okay. I think I've heard it once or twice.
Number four is Atticus.
Wow, that's throwback.
Number five.
Isn't that straight out of the book?
Yep, that's from the book. The book, the play.
Killing Mockingbird.
The movie. Number five is Silas.
Yeah.
That's an old school name.
Paul Silas. He was an old school basketball player.
Theodore, not Ted, Theodore.
Oh, it'll change to Ted at some point. Yeah.
Number seven is Jack. Number eight is Finn. Number nine.
I've heard Finn a couple times.
I don't know what this is. Number nine. A-A-R-A-V.
A-A-R.
Arav? Arav?
That sounds like a new car from Toyota.
That's the ninth most popular boy's name, baby boy's name right now. And number 10 is Felix. So that's what we have. Now, you don't have to tell us. But did you hear anything that's on your...
I think
made your finals.
Well, we are... since my other two kids are Brandon and Brittany, and I'm Brad, so I think we're going with a BBR kind of that flow.
So it has to be a BR?
I think so. Yeah.
Britannica.
You know, the big Brother. Star, the big star in the
Brody.
Family extended family
Brutus.
Right now is Brutus.
Brutus Cash.
Yes.
That guy would be like, he'd be a UFC dude.
That's right, Brutus.
Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the ring at 265 pounds, Brutus Cash.
Yeah, no, I don't want that. Taryn's sister has a baby, and he's cute as hell. His name's Wyatt, and we thought, the name Waylon, because Johnny Cash and then Waylon, the country name. And then we thought, them two raising hell is Waylon and Wyatt. But I don't know.
Bronson. Brock.
Yes.
Brandy.
Bronson.
All right.